Welcome to Lug Radio Live and Unleash, people. Come on!
That's much fucking better. Thank you.
They all seem pretty dazzled at that particular point.
Nobody would believe this.
Whole head is dazzling them.
I'm going to turn this down a bit. There we go.
Do we not have to go, I can't hear you, like a clown at a kid's party or something?
Shut up. So, here we are. We're at Lug Radio Live. It's been fucking ages in the planning.
It's been incredibly hot.
It is. Anyone hot in here?
We'd like to thank the Molyneux for their excellent air conditioning. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks a lot for that. Yeah.
Incidentally, while I remember, Ron said, we'd like to thank the lady behind the bar because we told the Molyneux we were expecting about 45 people arriving.
And
a few more turned up.
She's done the work of 3 bar staff in one day. So please give her a round
thank
of applause.
You.
Nice.
Okay, so what should we talk about, chaps?
I've actually got a fucking list, can you believe it?
Oh yeah, we've got a list there.
Let's talk about intro.
Oh yeah, we're
doing the intro, Matt, that's what it says.
So, thanks a lot for coming, everyone. I mean, it's pretty mad that you've come to Wolverhampton for a start, but I mean, you know, thanks a lot for coming.
It's amazing that they've come. Yeah.
I know, yeah. We booked them and they came.
Jono, we built it and they came.
Yeah. We tried to build it. And they came and they got interested at the end. They didn't get interested in March when we started talking about it. No, to be fair to the Lug Radio faithful and all the people on the forums and everything, I mean, they've been brilliant, so...
They have.
Hey, you bastard. Anyway.
Self-praise is no praise, plus you never fucking appear on the forums anyway, Neuro.
So we're gonna have a bit of a Q&A session, because we normally do an interview with someone interesting.
So that would be us.
So yeah. We thought, well, we're here, so we might as well answer any... questions, and we should really give a prize to someone with the most obscene or ridiculous question. So that's going to come up, not yet.
Wait for it.
We're also going to have another installment of open source street fighting.
Oh yes.
Oh yeah.
And we've got some very interesting competitions to talk about. Mm. So should we crack on?
Let's crack on.
Yeah. A bit quiet. Right. Q&A.
In Ubuntu. So, guys.
There's a lot of people in here. Scott James Remnant from Ubuntu fame and Debian fame.
During the day, this man is an important man in the world of open source software. Today is our microphone monkey. We respect no one.
So,
that was a bit fucking
questions.
Cold.
Full respect.
Anyone want to ask a question?
You must have questions.
Yeah,
Come on.
Yeah. All right.
Let's make this work. Very bad.
Stand up, Elton. Elton John.
Oh, God, okay, well, the microphone's being passed.
The wireless mic makes its way back, Jono.
So, same time next week, then?
That would be very
I don't
nice,
think so.
Yeah.
That wasn't a question, that was a comment.
That's a statement.
Same time next year, perhaps, if anyone's...
Definitely,
interested.
Yeah.
If anyone fancy coming along.
Oh, there's a question just there.
There's another one.
Thanks for the audience interaction there, we're really appreciating
it. It's live.
Hello? Is Jono planning to open source, or has he already open sourced, his blog content management system, the one that he uses for his homepage?
What, you mean my website?
Well, that's generally what a blog is, mate.
Sorry about
that.
But you can go and search fucking Wikipedia for it or something if you like.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can put the code on the internet in about 6 months when I fix it, to be honest, because it's pretty shit. Hey?
Release early, release off. Someone in the audience said release early and release off.
Yeah, it was Colin Watson who said it. Thanks, nice. Colin.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll do it just the same time we get a GUI installer for Ubuntu.
Hang on, Ubuntu, what's that?
It's the operating system you should use instead of the shitty Fedora operating system.
Right, okay. That one recording.
Hey?
Nothing else.
Red Hat guys, ignore us completely.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I keep forgetting there's actually
there is only there. One true operating system. Core
not
4.
End.
Any questions?
So come on.
More questions.
We've got another one here.
Lug Radio. Or NFT.
Oh.
Why? Python. Why?
Why do we like Python?
Yeah. I don't.
Students rule.
Then I do not like the Python.
All right, well, we'll phase this. Ack.
Don't.
Do I have to fucking do this again?
Good lord. Do I have to do this again?
Go on.
Why I like Python is because you can develop stuff faster in it than you can in C, and I don't like Perl because it doesn't fit in my brain, which means that you've either got Python or you've got Ruby, which is arse,
Do you want to qualify that at all?
Any Ruby okay, developers?
Sorry, no, you're right. I should clarify that. It's complete arse. But, you know, that's essentially my thing. You can write programs in it quickly. You want to write stuff at scripting level rather than at C level. If you've got any other suggestions, you can tell me and I'll completely fucking well ignore you.
He's got to that stage in his life where he just doesn't want to try anything new, so, you know, just leave him be.
So, yeah, so all this time
so
that
I'm taking it, you choose C, by the way. C++. Pearl.
Ah, okay.
Pearl. No, I mean, as bad as each other.
Slightly homeless-looking bloke kind of makes a lot of sense.
Aren't you a fucking student as well?
Are you the guy with the square-headed mate?
Oh, no.
No, hang on.
Where's the square-head bloke?
Yeah, come on, Bryn or whoever it is.
Stand up. Stand up.
Yes.
Look at that square head.
That is square.
He looks like Akmo, don't you think?
So we've got a square, we've got a round. We were hoping for I think it was triangular, wasn't
triangular,
it?
Triangular.
Anyone want to present a triangular head?
No?
I don't think there's any triangular.
Are you asking for head?
Only of a very specific type.
Oh, okay.
I hear he never gets it. So all this time, question for you, Ginge.
You're in the fucking audience. Go and sit out there. Go on, fuck off, I have it.
No. Question for you, yes. Right? So all this time that you save, like writing everything in Python.
Yep.
So that must make lots of time, for example, making RSS feeds of our show.
That work.
Does anybody want an RSS feed, by the way?
Hands up if you want an old RSS feed. Hands up if you don't believe a fucking word of what the audience has just said. I don't believe you. I think if I put it there, you go, oh, brilliant, old RSS feed, and then you still use the MP3 one, you idle bastard.
From the man who hasn't coded the YOG.
No, I will do it at some point.
At some point. So, any more questions? Ah, another guy.
Yeah, I'm a bit confused. You did the intro at the beginning.
Yes, believe me, I'm confused.
I thought no one twigged onto this, you know.
Yeah, I was going to mention
it. We are hitting it very well.
Mind you, at least in one episode, Aid won't fuck it up.
That's true. Although you fucked it up last time.
I did. I was really annoyed about it as well. But yes, yeah, it has been revealed. The intro gets recorded at the end.
So does the outro.
Is this going to be unlucky then?
Possibly. Mm. Incidentally, we're doing the next one as the last one in this season.
Are we?
You never show up, so you weren't in the discussion.
What do you mean, we've talked about it?
I thought it. Therefore it exists.
Joe, you talked about it to me. Maybe he was in Venice or something.
Yeah, with his penis.
Fucking 1 week, I
missed. Yeah, we were saying that Ak and Matt are basically part-timers, because AIDS never missed a show.
No,
apart
from the whole of Series 1.
AIDS 12 shows.
AIDS wasn't on the great
one. That's not my fucking problem.
I've never missed a show.
It's in your house.
Might have a point there.
Leave us a key, we'll record it when you're not in. Steal your television as well.
Nice.
So, anything else people want to know? Oh, there's more.
The roundhead.
The roundhead is going to ask something.
How do we get to paintball?
How much audio do you record for every show? And is there any chance of releasing a bloopers reel?
We did. Thought about
it is
we?
The bloopers reel.
Is it not enough of a fucking blooper as it is?
I think we probably record about... Well, we normally take 3 hours to record a show and decide what we're doing, don't we? We probably record about...
We don't record 3 hours of material, though.
No, but we probably record...
That's 1 hour of recording and 2 hours of tea drinking.
Well, he smokes a fag outside.
Probably record only about 10 minutes that we don't use, really, don't we?
Yeah, apart from that mystery episode of Distro Wars. Yeah. We did an episode of Distro Wars, and it was... Misunderstoodness was our subject. And we couldn't understand the scale.
And the point scoring system, even we lost track of how it worked.
I mean, is -5 more understood or less misunderstood? So we ditched the entire thing.
So we pissed away 20 minutes of our lives on it and then it ended
so
up on the
So maybe we could release that
floor.
At some point.
Did you delete it?
No. No, Cubase has got very good history.
is that open Cubase?
No. I'm surprised I haven't had any shit today from people about this.
There's your first line.
Hang on, bear with us. Give him shit. Go on.
You can shut up, Nero.
just in general, you know.
When's the next slug radio out, by the way?
Okay. I think we can have one more and then we'll move on to something more interesting.
than the audience.
No, then us having to ask, like, answer ridiculous questions. Anyone one last one?
The roundhead wants one.
Oh, we haven't had a lady do one yet.
We'll have to have the lady do one after the roundhead.
Are there any ladies here?
Ladies. I'm a lady, don't
you? Who else is roundheaded in the...
I'm a lady.
That'd explain the
shorts. So why aren't you coming to paintball, roundhead?
I'm going to try.
This man's going to get shot to shit if he comes to
paintball. That's one of the reasons I don't want to go. Jono, you didn't bring your power book today.
No.
Is that an anti-Apple going to Intel kind of move there?
No, because there's a Mac Mini under there. No, I didn't bring it because power books are shit and don't work with projectors. So, in fact, we spent about 2 hours trying
to... proprietary plugs and stuff.
Is Bill Thompson still here? I think he's gone. So
he's gone to find his plug.
He's gone to find his plug. Yeah, so the power books don't really work, so we thought we'd actually use Aid's machine.
Indeed.
Yeah. Which worked. So,
and it's not an Apple.
Jen, the final one.
Thanks, Scott.
Hi. Where did it all start? Where did it come from? Whatever possessed you to do this in the first place?
I believe it's all Matt's fault.
It's all Matt's fevered brain.
It's weird, because Jono and I came up with the idea independently at the same time.
And then it sort of cemented like 12 at the lug, didn't
it? Yeah, and we kind of met each other probably about a year before that, and obviously I met the other guys as well. And then one
was that
night,
the gay exchange?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, yeah.
So, did you say language is gay?
Then one night at Stuart's house, we had a long meeting, and we just started talking about it, didn't we?
Yeah.
Didn't we? And
a year
Sparks
later, we
got involved. Big shout out for Sparks.
Over. Where's Sparks?
Sparks! Right!
Gone, but not forgotten.
The fifth member of the team.
Hey?
What was that?
Someone said bring back Sparks.
Bring back Sparks? How about fuck off Davey?
How about it, Sparks?
So yeah, that was it. We got talking about it, and we thought that's a silly idea. And then
it left it for 8 months.
And then 12 months later.
And then eventually, after being told it wouldn't happen, it did happen.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And we...
Talking of that boy, where is he? He's in Glastonbury.
He's in Glastonbury.
Floating down a river somewhere.
One guy said, we'd never do this.
And he was quite adamant. He was quite violent in his...
He had a fair point, to be honest, given the track record of the look.
Yeah, but we pushed for it, and John kept badgering us to actually set a date, and so we did. And then John and I got married, and then we did the...
Hang on a second.
Who wore the dress, actually?
I don't remember that bit.
Did you wear the dress?
Eh?
I gave you a roofie. Or whatever the Americans
I'm
say.
I'm assuming that's a good thing.
Isn't he the guy from the FFII? Yeah.
Ruthless bollock. Anyway... Let's crack on with something else, shall we?
Indeed.
Yep. Let's go. Okay. Do you want to do it?
Indeed. So, open source street fighting. It's been quite popular. So, we thought we'd do one now. And we get you to suggest the combatants.
Who's
so
the baddest ass in the open source community?
Yeah. Come on, Scott, up you get. You've got to get back
who,
to work.
Who could kick the most ass?
Now, we had Stallman and ESR. Not much of a battle, to be honest.
Someone's going to say on the forums that Stallman was too weak-legged these days, so...
remember, one's got a gun. Or several guns.
One's got a gun, one's got a beard.
One's got super stink
power. A beard
power,
is
though.
A no defence to a bullet, Matthew. Believe me.
Say that now. Let me shoot you later and see it.
I don't know, there's a guy somewhere around here whose beard might well defend against a bullet, but I can't see him. I was going to point him out.
Oh, the guy who looks like Mad Dog.
Guy looks like Mad Dog.
Mad Dog UTK edition.
Yeah, right. So any suggestions for someone to kick the shit out of everyone else?
Two people.
Hey? Theo Durrat. Yeah. I reckon he's quite hard, to be honest.
Yeah. A bit useful, a bit tasty.
I think he's quite mouthy.
Yeah, he's
I mean,
he talks a good fight, I think.
I know this from personal experience. Small guys who aren't very good at the physical side of stuff have to become mouthy. And you have to, defend
yourself. How do you know this man?
You've read it on the back of a matchbox.
Which I was sleeping at the time, yeah. But, yeah, so I think that the guy is actually probably just a bit of a,
shit
one
face.
Of those. I bet you, if you met him in real life, he'd be one of those guys who
he's sitting there like this, all snivelling.
I don't know. I think he's sitting there probably saying, "I love my BSD." But online is, "Hey, I'm a big man," like that. So
we can't have a show without a shit Matt impression, can we?
Who else then? Come on, who else can kick some ass in the open source?
Any suggestions? You should yell it out. We don't need a microphone.
Oh,
Telsa.
Telsa versus. She's a lean, mean. Fighting machine, in my opinion.
Against who?
Yeah, cool. We need pairings.
Telsa's too nice. She wouldn't. She, eh?
That's not a microphone doing that with you. It's talking into your hands, mate.
It's a fake microphone.
Who?
Colin.
Colon Percival.
So that's Colin
it's
in
Colin,
England.
Colin, yeah.
Colin.
Yeah. Colin.
Hyperthread what?
Hyperthread vulnerability guy.
Hands up if you've heard of him.
Is he hard?
Remnant. You're the only other person in the room who's heard of him. That's really worrying.
Do you reckon Remnant would be good in a battle?
Oh, yeah. Remnant versus...
Masters.
The Roundhead.
Yeah. In fact, no, we could actually act that out right now.
Bastard.
No, I think we could do that. We should have Masters v... everyone. All at once.
And everyone's no. armed.
Masters v... Bundle Masters.
Bundle.
We're going to find this out tomorrow, ain't it? Paintball, aren't we?
We are.
He's not coming.
He has to come.
He better come.
I reckon he'd use.
Is anyone going to Nottingham tomorrow?
Driving to Nottingham?
Yeah, because he needs a lift to Nottingham.
No, he doesn't.
Anyone want to drive to Nottingham even
Slade
if they're not going?
Slade hides.
Sladen. There he is.
There he is.
Sladen.
Cycling to Nottingham?
I've heard about Sladen's bike. It's a fold-up thing, isn't it?
Sladen's a bike.
Yeah. Sladen's the bike.
Sladen's the Lug Radio
dyke,
bike.
Right?
Oh, Sladen's a dyke. All right.
Well, one of those things you find in Lincolnshire with water in.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. It's a Lincolnshire thing.
It is. So, any final
one
suggestion?
More? Yeah, come on. More.
Who?
Richard Gooch.
Who?
Richard Gooch.
Slash me, he's confused.
Deverfest guy. Is he? What
so
about?
He pissed away his life building Deverfest, and then they just went, ah, bollocks, that put you, Devin.
He's got very hairy legs.
Harsh.
How do you know this, incidentally?
So he therefore must be hard because he's got hairy legs.
Nice one, Masters.
Yeah, there we go.
someone shouted out something at the back.
Yeah.
Now, Tridge.
He's double R boss.
He is. I reckon he'd actually survive a stabbing, and it would just be like a slight wound.
And like it would heal over automatically with electric kind of sparkles.
Concentrate with the power of his mind and heal wounds. I can imagine that.
Unlikely, isn't it?
We could have Tridge versus Linus.
That'd be quite. I think Linus is a bit of a limp-wristed battler. Though,
incapable of real battle.
Incapable.
I always think with these... yeah...
The guy who goes to crisps?
You mean McVoy? Yeah, McVoy.
Oh, McVoy.
Oh, Larry McVoy.
Yeah, Larry McVoy. Ah. Okay, one more from the audience.
Who's the hardest in the room?
Neuro.
I reckon Neuro.
Neuro.
That guy looks quite hard, actually.
The guy who's
fucking scissors through his tongue.
That's quite hard, actually, isn't it?
Stick your tongue out.
Nice. Does anything through it?
Look at the... Ugh.
It's like one of those guys who you look at him and you think, that's just pure kind of, you know... what's
ugly?
No. He doesn't look hard, he looks like the meat.
Maybe, Jono, he's
I'm
hard.
Only joking, you're fucking hard.
So we've identified the hardest man in the room and you've called him ugly. Is that the way it works?
I wasn't intending such a joke. Nice one, so...
Sharp move back on. Move on.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Matthew, you're holding Jono's organ.
Incidentally, yeah, I brought this
with
along.
Pleasure.
Wait for it. The mystery is revealed.
That's where it came from. No brought us one as well.
I'll give it a go, but it's a bit quiet. It's the...
Mew. Mew.
Give it to Jono's mic.
Can't hear that.
Le Moo is what it says.
Right, we're going to talk about competitions. We had some competitions listed, yep. And we've basically been given...
We've got a trophy.
Let's do this first.
The official Lug Radio stalker, Yonkeltron, could not make it.
Look at this.
But what he did was he actually created a blooming statue for us. It's called the Lug Radio Open Conga Line, and it's licensed with a Creative Commons license. Bizarrely enough.
So you can make as many free copies of it as you like.
Flip it over, he's written out the Creative Commons license on the bottom.
Thanks, Yonkers.
So, thanks, Yonkers.
So, before we say...
Where is he?
Who's won this?
America.
He's in Philadelphia.
That's why I can't see him, then.
Right. That's why. We were talking about... There's a lot of community people here today. Yes. And people on the forums, people on the IRC channel, people who do the LAN gaming.
It's been pretty hard to judge this one, to be fair.
And we were thinking we need to pick... the finest community individual.
Indeed.
And they need to win this, But they also need to win £100 of O'Reilly books, which they can go over to Josette's stand and pick today. I agree.
No. Yeah.
He gets enough from O'Reilly already.
No, we are deciding, not you. That's not the way it works.
And we've decided.
Oh, so, indeed.
Yeah, let's describe this individual.
Do we have a we've got a runner-up first.
Oh, yes, he's the runner-up. It came between two, basically, and this one was pretty different. Now, we want the winners to come up and accept their prize.
But you've left one of the prizes at home, haven't you?
No, we're given a different prize.
Oh. And you're going to tell me this when?
It's only coincidental that I left it at home.
You keep him banging the dog, then.
No one's having banger. What's the second prize again?
Right, prize for the runner-up is a free subscription to Make Magazine.
Woo! That's makezine.com. No, it's makezine.com.
Is it really?
I actually looked it up.
Is it? There was a bloke down there who was reading it. Wave it or something.
So that's how it works on radio.
They get more than just his copy, though.
This is what you get.
You get that copy that he's got. That
the winner gets to nick his copy.
No, it's actually a 12-month subscription to Make Magazine.
That's makezine.com.
Courtesy of O'Reilly.
Courtesy of O'Reilly. Thank you very much, O'Reilly.
Thanks, Josette.
Woohoo! What else do they get, Jono?
They also get a free ticket to Euro Oscon.
Yes.
Which is taking place in October.
In Europe.
In Europe, that's right. So
have we got such a ticket?
We've got the ticket. The ticket's not here. The winner's got to tell Josette, and then the ticket will be sent out.
Ah,
cool. Okay.
So let's describe this individual.
Okay.
There's an obvious thing to say.
It's difficult to describe this person without giving it away in the first few.
Well, he's friendly. He's been incredibly supportive. He's basically French.
Yeah, he's...
No, yes, you Bruno know Board. You. Kno oh, wins the second place.
Yeah, oh, Bruno!
Stand up. No, runner-up prize. Euro Oscon ticket.
Bruno has travelled all the way from the south of France.
Yeah. Bruno! Right, so Bruno, if you see Josette afterwards for your free subscription to Make Magazine and your Oscon ticket, he's basically French, you spy.
I couldn't think of anything. I know this sounds really bad, but I was just thinking, but he's fucking French.
He's going, oh, no, what can I describe? Onions and a beret.
What if there was another French
there? Stripey top.
I was just pissing by the window.
Stop abusing the runner-up.
Eh?
Yeah, no, stop abusing the runner-up.
Would you like he's to got give a prize? What more does he bloody want? Respect.
So.
Okay, the winner then.
The winner.
There was it was very tight between these two.
It was.
That's
So,
well,
the winner.
French.
I'd like to describe the winner.
He's just an all-round fantastic guy.
Yep, he is the live radio community hero.
Oh, right.
It's not you Baltosser.
Now, how can we describe him?
He's been supportive of the LAN gaming. He's been supportive in the forums. He sent me countless emails helping just things to do with Log Radio Live.
Yep.
He's been around basically since the beginning.
He's basically helped with everything we've done.
Yep. He looks like Kenny Everett.
I think so.
Do you?
Kenny Everett?
Yeah. He didn't do that thing with his legs, you know. But,
okay.
Yeah. I'm sure if you ask him nicely, he will.
So
if you could come on down to the front.
Mr. Ben! Come on, Mr. Ben.
Hey!
For 1 year. Basically, what we're going to do... Yep, what we're doing is we're going to give custody of the Log Radio Open Conga Line to Mr. Ben for 1 year, and what he gets... to do after that year is give it back to us.
He gets to clean it first and then give it back to us. Who knows what he's going to do?
After your Uncle Tron comes around and stabs you.
We will get it engraved with the name of each winner, and then if it gets stolen, a small dog will help find it.
So well done, Mr. Ben.
Mr. Ben!
Kenny Everett, I tell you.
From generation to generation, it passes down the line. The Log Radio Conga Line.
And you get to see Josette for your free £100 worth of O'Reilly books.
10 of which will be Linux desktop hacks.
Hang on, is he the only guy in the room who didn't write a hack for it, you idle bastard?
But that looked good on radio.
We've got a video. Describing it. We need a commentator. Scott?
Right. So, yeah. It's going to be like that woman on the BBC at night who describes, like, have you ever watched wildlife programs about half past two in the morning? It's like...
Yeah, Jono, I know you're...
The erotic hippopotamus
wildlife
mounts
program.
The mate. It's like, I can quite see that. Anyway, we move on.
Longest travelled.
Now,
where have you come from?
Furthest travelled.
Stand up if you've come further than, like, Dudley.
Well, if you're from another country, stand up.
Right, Cano, we know he's come from France. Stand up, Cano. Yeah, anyone come further
than
France?
Any advance on France,
we do
basically.
Believe Christian Schaller is somewhere in the building.
Schaller?
Anyone further than France? There's some guys from Australia who are coming, surely. Yeah.
You're an Aussie? He's brought his ticket as well.
Ah, it's a winner then.
This is a hard one. Anyone come from Mars?
Hang on a minute. Hang on. Anybody further than Australia?
Well,
I'm just checking.
Shuttleworth came from the moon. Yeah.
Can you actually be further away than Australia?
It didn't actually come from the moon, Matthew. It was orbit.
Shuttleworth
isn't
the moon.
All right.
He's got enough money.
Did you come here?
That's a legit ticket from Australia, is it?
He's come from Canberra to Sydney. I sense an imposter in the air.
On the other hand, here he is. Check it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do the accent in the mic. Go on. Just prove it that you are the real thing.
G'day, mate.
Okay. So like some Barbies.
He's obviously Australian.
So what's the prize? 12-month subscription.
12-month subscription. Can you guess? To Make Magazine.
That's makemagazine.com.
You bought it? Did you say you bought it? I get a refund. Or give it to someone else.
Do they have post in Australia? I don't know.
Yes, they do have post in Australia. Okay. I'm assuming they do. It doesn't go on a fucking carrier pigeon, does it?
I thought everyone just made Neighbours and that was...
Yeah. What's going on in Neighbours?
Don't answer that.
They'll die.
Oh.
They all died with a shovel.
Nice.
Were they gardening or were they hit by a shovel? It degenerated into a shovel fight.
I'm impressed.
I think you're lying.
Although, that sounds more like shovel away. Fighting. Does sound like the way forward.
Open source shovel fighting. Right, what's next?
Okay.
Well, we're going to have a competition for the best photo that was taken today and emailed to show@lugradio.org.
So obviously we won't be announcing now.
Yeah, so that's in the future.
If you've got a good picture that you took today...
Send it to
preferably
take.
Here.
Not of Asda over there.
No Asda.
Or at the Curry House.
Send it to show@lugradio.org.
Hey?
What did you say?
1 a.m. this morning.
No, because any picture you took of us at 1 a.m. this morning is not the best picture of the day.
And why would that be?
I look like I've been killed with the shovel, like the guy said.
I can testify to that. We're not in a good state at 1 this morning.
I think there's one with my nipples on it, and I remember.
Yeah, so. I remember that. It's pierced
what,
in
all
my
all three
brain.
Of them?
It's secret third nipple. Yeah, so we're going to do that. Let's give something away today.
Yeah, oh, okay. I think we should give away for the most grotesque thing imaginable.
Yes, the most grotesque
more,
moment.
One more subscription to Make Magazine, haven't we?
And yeah,
that's what this prize is
oh,
for.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so...
Now, grotesque.
We haven't had any proof of this, have we? Any independent...
No, but it's all hearsay, so it doesn't really matter.
You're right. Yeah.
The guy's probably wincing right now.
Yeah,
the most grotesque thing.
We'll describe what he did and then describe who he is.
Can we mime it?
He looks like...
No, we can't mime it. Absolutely not.
You can be... the other person.
It
and
took
that
place
can be the
in a
person.
Car, didn't it?
It took place in a car. It
took place in a car.
On the way down.
It's astounding if it's true.
Let's just not mince our words. Someone spanked off in the back of a car while driving down here with his mates.
Yep. And he's just like, identifying himself.
They're driving down.
Stand up, Pickle.
Stand up, Pickle!
12-month subscription to Make Magazine.
What other show would give you a prize for wanking?
Yep. Was it worth it, Pickle? Was it worth it?
I wish I could have a wank for a 12-month subscription to Make Magazine. That sounds like a great deal.
Have a wank on a 12-month subscription to Make Magazine.
No, that's a different magazine. The Cisco magazine.
Yeah, so nice one,
so,
Pickle.
Well done, Pickle. If you ever not want to know what a wanker looked like, there's the man.
No, they're looking at four of them.
He claims it's not true, does Pickle, but we know better.
Oh, do we want to give the prize back then?
On the other hand, let's imagine hypothetically you'd driven for 7 hours to get here and half the way over, polished the rocket. Would you deny it or would you admit it?
How many people were in the car, Pickle?
48.
Four?
Why?
You mean you had someone next to you?
We assumed you're the only one in the back.
Who was next to you? Jonathan Riddell, and the only thing that protected you from his fucking man fluid was
him
KDE
from your
CDs.
Man fluid.
Where's John Riddell?
You can have these
Nice.
That'd be comedy timing.
Throwing a Kubuntu CD at the stage.
Nice. Okay, so that's the end of the Make magazine gifts.
I want to know why still. I'm just confused.
Why?
Did you catch it all?
Did you rubber up first? Was it a posh wank?
Or was it a French wank? I never know.
What's one then?
It doesn't matter. We don't get into details now.
Two more prizes to give.
There are two more prizes, one of which we're not going to be able to give away today because that's for the biggest bruise at paintball tomorrow.
Where's... Before we do... Where's M7TDR bloke?
Was
he the guy who got it completely fucking wrong on the forums and just presented a bruise?
Yeah.
And he said, does this win it? And someone said, I think they meant on the paintball, you dickhead. You should get a prize.
Did you bruise yourself especially for it?
He's been in 15 minutes with a hammer going, Jesus, it's big enough.
What do they win? 100 quid?
They win 100 quid worth of free over Arlie books.
Which is nice.
Over there.
Which will be chosen by us.
Which will be pretty selective.
So you might get 8 copies of Linux desktop hacks. Prepare yourself.
That's right.
Okay, and we have one final prize.
This is very important.
He is in the room.
He is in the room.
Yes. Oh.
Now, this is for the greatest contribution.
That's blown Jen out completely.
To Lug Radio today.
Eh?
Yes.
The biggest contribution to the Lug Radio live event. This guy has been absolutely phenomenal in his contributions.
Do an impression of him.
Yeah, come on, do the impression.
Adam Sweet.
Adam Sweet, stand up, Adam. Adam.
He's been our MC in the back room.
Stand on the stage.
Come on.
Stand on the stage. Show people your beautiful trousers.
Where's your jacket?
Put the jacket on.
This man is wearing a tartan.
To the pants.
Could only have been designed by someone who has never been to Scotland. Has no clue about...
MC Adam Sweet. Yep. There we go.
The greatest thing about his trousers are the fact that they don't look that ridiculous that they look like fancy dress. They just look like someone's got a shit dress sense. Did you drive over here in them?
Pretty much sums Adam up, really.
Yeah, I did.
have a microphone.
I had to pack my car up in my girlfriend's street with people walking past, driving past, looking at me. Earlier in the day, I did an 80s game show host hair.
80s game show host hair?
Everybody thought I wanted to look like it. Because I thought I looked cool.
You do look cool.
You look as cool as a blazing furnace.
It was worth it for £100 worth of O'Reilly books, surely.
He turned you.
Yeah.
You know what? I was going to buy fucking loads of books.
Sorry, Gisette. Yeah.
Sorry.
O'Reilly does himself out of some money.
I've been telling you all day. I'll be back in a bit.
She didn't know, to be fair.
So there we go. Congratulations, Adam, for the lightning
Thank you very much. Adam Sweet.
Have we got any more competitions left?
We have to wing the rest.
I think that's all of them. Have we got any more free shit?
No.
No.
We haven't actually talked about what this day's been like yet.
It's been amazing.
Let's do that.
Let's
ask people. What has it been?
Have you enjoyed it?
Yeah! Who said no?
Ooh, I could crush a grape.
Let's talk about why we put the event on.
Yeah, why did we?
We're sick of the corporate events.
Because all of the expos are shit.
All the expos you've ever been to have been corporate crap.
The main thing is because, I don't know about you guys, I'm assuming a lot of you go down to the expo in London or in your own countries, but basically, when we go down, the best night is the first night. That's the highlight of the expo, is the first night. Everyone goes out, has some drinks,
you meet up with a load of cool people, you have a beer, you have a chat,
eat
whatever.
Eat some crap Persian food.
Ask them some appropriate questions.
Which happened the last time, nondescript meat and rice, which was foul.
The meat was foul.
Yeah, chicken.
Yeah,
oh, right. Okay.
Was it chicken? There was a bloke chasing a cat with a meat cleaver in the restaurant. So we thought, let's do an expo where it's the fun side of open source.
Yeah.
This is social software, and we love it because it's social software.
Absolutely.
It's free, and we've got this community of people. And we're so proud of the fact that everyone can make it down here. So we should give you guys a round of applause.
Round of applause.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mate magazine.
We managed to con Mark Shuttleworth and other people like that to come as well.
The guy flew in a fucking helicopter here.
None of the speakers, incidentally, got paid anything. Not even petrol money, but they just came down anyway, which is really difficult.
Thank you very much to all the speakers.
Let's give the speakers a round of applause.
Give a round of applause for all the speakers.
And also thanks to Brian Tiemann.
Brian Tiemann.
Oh, yes.
We've got...
How could we forget? There's one on a speaker.
Ah!
It's a good job it's not
Brian
magnetic,
did a load of these CDs, which are season one and everything season two. For season two so up till now. And he's given them away for free. So there's 10 of these. If you want one, just
free,
come and give us a shout.
Free as in free?
Free as in...
Free as in beer and CDs.
Yeah, right. free as in
Lug Radio. Free as in Ubuntu CDs.
Just yes. Fucking free. We can charge if you want. Hey?
If
sign
you're
them.
That sad to want them.
Do you want us to ruin them? If anyone wants something signed,
yep.
Then yeah,
we'll,
if you
we'll
want.
We'll sign them, no worries.
So we got 10 of those to give away. Yeah, I think it's been a pretty cool day.
It's amazing.
Well, not actually cool, has it?
It's been quite warm.
Nice that the terrace bar's got no ventilation.
Well, yeah, you know.
I don't know if we'll be here. We are definitely doing it again next year.
It'll happen, but not necessarily here. Perhaps Birmingham, who knows?
We've been amazed by the number of people who've come. We were like, oh, do you think 30 will come? Do you think 40 will come? Do you think we'll cover our costs?
I was astonished. In fact, about sort of 9:30, 10 o'clock this morning, there's about 3 exhibitors has shown up. And there was an hour to go, and we were thinking...
This is before you got here, Matt.
Matt was late, as usual. Yeah, so it's been superb. And yeah,
just standing there in the middle of the day and looking around and going, there's fucking loads of people here.
A bloke from our work turned up as well. I don't know if he's still here, Ian. Ian.
Really?
No, he's not.
Was that Ian Bell?
Ian Calder. Oh, he is.
Ian.
Hello, Ian.
What I like about Ian, I'd just like to mention his story, is he talks like...
He's your boss?
No, he's not. He's just a developer.
He's just a developer.
What I like about him, though...
Boss!
Let me finish my story! Anyway, he once told me that he's from Wick, at the top of Scotland, and said, can't you tell by my accent? And, this is a rubbish story. And I was like, no,
That's a great story, Matt. That
seemed good in my head at the start.
Most things are, Matt. A bit like the political special.
Oh, you were 50% of that, mate.
You pushed me.
Yeah, well...
He's small, but he's vicious.
I like to try.
Any favourite talks? Anyone in particularly piqued your interest? Jerv. He's brilliant, isn't he? Where is
nice
he?
One.
He's at the back.
There's another man who's short. We've got to understand him.
Nice one, Jeff.
Now stand up.
Eye to eye.
Oh, here we go.
There he is.
This is tall.
Nice one.
The mighty Jeff.
I was just about to say, don't bump your head on the ceiling, but there we go.
But you know, don't worry about it.
Who's there for a drink with us tonight?
And a curry.
Yes.
Yep. We've got the full standard, basically, for us.
Yeah, we've booked it. So,
Cleveland Street, by the way.
Funky Pie.
Yeah. We need to
the
talk...
The standard Cleveland
in
Street.
In fact, before we finish, in the outro, we'll talk about the...
Are we doing that last?
Amazingly, yeah. It's weird.
Well, this was the outro.
Read the paper.
It's outro. Yeah, it says competitions, then it says outro.
Have you heard the bit of music in between?
Have you seen the
thing? Is it still the competitions then, is it?
It kind of meandered.
Well, while we're thanking people a bit, then I ought to mention Spline Boy, who's been hit out the back scanning people's heads all day.
with no casualties, we'll hasten to add.
Is anyone blind? Just to check. Because
he did use the blinding version. Also, thanks to everyone who's been on the door, because... otherwise
one person
we couldn't have fleeced you all on the way
yeah.
in. So, thanks very much.
We'll be pleased to know we've covered
it's
our
strange.
Expenses.
Oh, we only took £10 on the door all day, isn't it?
Yeah. is the holiday still booked for tomorrow?
No, we did say that if we made a profit, that we'd buy people drinks tonight.
Yeah,
so,
we're going to buy everyone
so
a beer.
So be around and...
Come along to the Saturday and you will get some beer that is free, as in free
You can't
beer.
Turn up just for the free beer. You have to be coming anyway.
Yeah, so should we do the outro?
Let's do that.
Let's read the emails then.
Okay. Read the text. Read the emails.
No emails this week.
So that's tell us what you would prepare. Have sent us in an email, if you want.
I don't think anyone sent us an email.
No, but if... Okay.
I don't know.
Is he sent
Colin Watson sent us his presentation in an email and we ignored it.
Yep, so we're going to wind it up.
Yes.
Let's talk about things that are going on tonight and tomorrow to finalise it for everyone.
Yes.
We're going to the standard Indian restaurant tonight on Cleveland Street in Wolverhampton.
To eat some quite poor Indian food. To be honest, it's very
but it's
poor.
Only Nuro collared me earlier. He said, so on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you say the standard was in terms of curry? And I said 6, which was a massive lie.
But it's £6 for 3 courses, quantity over
quality. It's not that it's...
And you get to taste the funk.
It's the funky pie.
The funky pie.
I can feel like people going
funky.
It's not that it's like unclean or anything.
Oh no,
you won't be ill. Very ill.
No, it's just kind of it's just cheap and cheerful.
Yeah,
and it's cheap and it's cheerful.
We should mention Pint Coke.
Pint Coke, like.
There is a guy who works there who wanders around.
We've lovingly adopted him.
Yeah,
wanders around as a waiter. Of course he wanders
but
around.
He's just a fucking homeless guy who comes in.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean. And he comes just along and you can order a pint of Coke from the bar. And what they do is they charge you £2.50 and you watch them pour it from the Asda Coke bottle and hand it to you.
You get the idea of the kind of venue now.
But what he does, he comes up and he goes, he walks around our little lunch room going, pint Coke.
Pint Coke.
Pint Coke.
Pint Coke.
He understands two words. You go up to him and say, are you all right? He's going, pint Coke. So we want to order like 32 pint Cokes tonight.
Yes.
You got pint Coke. Pint Coke. Yeah, so
the absolute best thing about it is one of you orders a pint of Coke, but then you always forget who you are. So he just wanders round and round and round and round the room going, pint Coke.
Don't tell that wasn't me.
So yeah,
after the meal?
What? Eight o'clock.
Thank you for that.
Oh, I thought that's because we didn't know what time it started. It's 8 o'clock.
I think we've just made it up.
8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. We always knew it was going to be 8.
Hey?
We've got an hour to clear out and then an hour to
go. We'll be all right. You'll all help, won't you?
they all look away, no?
Yeah, all going, we'll help.
You got a load of guys out thinking, yeah, I'll just pick up a computer and fuck off with it. Land gaming, whatever.
So, 8 o'clock, we're going to meet in there. We're going to have some curry. We're going to have some beer.
Indian cuisine.
And then after that.
Bit of a knees up. And then at the Baron's Court. How was your father? And then at the Baron's Court Hotel. We're going back there.
The most unlikely named hotel in the world.
There's no barons, there's no court.
But there is a hotel.
Not much of a hotel.
but we do have the whole thing, which is kind of reassuring and nice.
It's got Faulty a parrot. Towers. That's a bloody good point, yeah.
It's got a parrot.
A parrot got no Wi-Fi. They got...
I should imagine you are. Don't put your fingers in the cage, by the way.
How was the woman when you... Nero.
She's any better, by the way.
How was the woman when you arrived? Because when we... When we went there before and she said...
She was on the verge of death.
She was like, oh, I'm feeling really ill, so I'm just going to put the key under the mat and basically...
Everyone lets themselves in.
Grab the mic, Nero. Grab the mic.
He's got a big enough mouth.
Come on, Remnant.
Yeah, but we're recording this.
He's Scottish, remember? Ah, yeah.
No, we got to the door last night and rang a doorbell and waited.
Shocking.
Thinking, shit, are we going to get in? And... This little phone outside rings around here. Mr. Ben picks it up, and all
was
we hear
like
is
the Matrix or something.
Oh yeah, totally.
Mr. Anderson.
And
literally.
No. Sadly,
that's your surname, isn't it?
Yes. See how many times I have heard someone say,
oh, Mr. Anderson. Oh, you're called Neuro. That's a bit like Neo. That's really funny. Ha ha. Oh, you're in the Matrix. Shut up. Anyway.
Can
I just drag you back to the point?
That makes a fucking change, doesn't it?
So, Mr. Ben's on the phone, and all we hear is his side of the conversation. Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. And we're thinking... Shit, we're sleeping in a car tonight.
But and we know what's in the car.
Exactly.
This is where someone says, I'm not sleeping in the wet spot.
So Mr. Ben turns around and says, we've picked this key up under this pot. And he lifts up the pot and there's this key.
The next clue's under there.
Exactly. So we get in the door and then sitting in a sideboard are all our keys with little post-it notes saying Anderson, Thorpe, Nicholson, and the key. I was like,
did it say Octothorpe, by the way?
It didn't say Octothorpe. Yeah, right. But we're looking at going, anyone could just walk in here and say, hello, I'm John Boggs, I booked a room for tonight, and she's in her bed going, all right, just coming.
She's on the deathbed.
What a great impression.
You haven't heard that so
and also when we got there, the Wi-Fi was broken.
Oh,
shocking.
The Wi-Fi was broken. You've said she was in already.
Yeah, she was ill and broken.
Did you fix it for her?
Yeah, we plugged the Cat5 up the arsehole and it worked fine.
Nice.
Fair enough.
Wait till you find out how the bar works tonight.
Yeah,
I'm quality. If it's self-service, we're sorted, mate, because we're there all night.
Well, at the moment, I think it's a case of you go and help yourselves a bit, and you have to write down what you've had.
Excellent, okay.
Literally.
I'm not shitting you, that's the system.
Half pint of 2% vodka.
So she gets up in the morning, all the beer's gone, and it's got one half of a shandy.
1 point coke. Yeah. Sorry, it's Mr. Ben's credit card is booked under, so we're sorted.
This is Scottish people. We're giving them a bar.
I mean,
we've invited a bunch of Scottish people down, and they can basically take as much drink drink as they want and not pay for it.
No, well, that's what you ask for it. The bar's open until we get sick of it.
Can we make it clear? You're supposed to pay for it. You're not just write down what you had. We don't want a catalogue.
We're Scottish, we're skinflinty bastards, we can drink like nobody, so...
The absolute best thing
this
about it...
This system isn't going to work.
Yeah.
What did the ex-presenter say?
Come over, Sparks.
Sparks, come
Sparks.
Over.
Woo!
Sparks, did you just say you were going to put your credit card behind the bar?
From the classic line. Oh, fucking my credit card's now used, mate. I like the way all the Scotsmen have put an Englishman's credit card behind the bar.
That's because they know that it's the only one that's creditworthy out of a lot of them.
You bastards. You bastards.
Too much lard I bought recently.
Lard and haggis. That's what they eat.
That's a tremendous moustache, by the way.
Oh, yes.
Star Sparks. When I go through puberty, I might try growing that.
You can go through puberty?
Yeah.
You've got no hair?
That's because I haven't gone through puberty.
Yeah, that's the way it works, isn't it?
We're all born. I had hair before I went through puberty.
Oh, right, is that the way it works?
Yeah, but you had ginger hair, to be honest.
There was some kind of survey that said ginger men had larger penises. I was hoping
that was in the gay community, though.
Well, yes.
Can I?
So any gay people in here fancy ack? That'll be none.
That's not going to happen, is it?
Any females? Any straight people fancy ack?
I've snogged ack.
Oh, yeah.
You shut up.
I think of all the places to basically say that in polite company, this is probably the worst.
It was in the stand,
and I'll point out the seat it was in.
Full tongues.
There's still evidence there.
You slipped the tongue in.
He did.
Did your chins velcro together?
I tell you what, it's really lucky he hasn't got a beard. We might have stuck together.
Yeah. No, it's got one.
Really,
it's just invisible.
Really, really pissed that night.
And Sparks was sober.
You were really aroused.
It was a shockingly drunken night, and you must have been really, really pissed.
Does Sam
to kiss him? He's up for anything.
She does now.
See, I'm not surprised. I mean, he'll kiss a whale if he wants to. But, yeah.
Fuck does that mean?
A whale!
Shut up! Was he on the
foot
behind?
Would you kiss a whale? Yeah, he's on the foot.
Suppose not.
Fuck off.
I've come all from Hampton and no fucking whales in the canal.
There's a lot of Welsh people.
We're looking to have life at all around here.
Oh, I fucking hate whales. Where's that square-headed guy?
We have got another Welshman. We've got another weekend Welshman.
We've got a couple of Welsh people here, aren't we?
Yeah, Dublin's around here somewhere.
Anyway, we were talking about something before we rambled off the point once again.
Just before I forget, Mr. Sladen from Debian was pointing at a t-shirt. Now, was that for a reason, Sladeno?
Was he wearing what?
He was pointing at a t-shirt and looking at us. Was that for some particular reason, or...?
What? Where is Sladen? Is he in the room?
He's silhouetted against the window, I think, isn't he?
No, that's not Sladen. That's just his stunt double.
I can't see from here, so... Oh, well... We'll
thanks for that, Matt.
Sorry.
Sladen!
It is like a spooky double, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh dear, what
I thought it was just a great big mirror down there.
You were pointing
at
a t-shirt and trying to get our attention.
So, go on, Sladen, explain
what
yourself.
What did you want?
Well, we've got some t-shirts. Debian have been hard at work.
What is this, a commercial break or something?
Well, Debian went on commercial, so this is a non-commercial.
So let's make some money.
You've been hard
at
work.
So it's a free t-shirt.
But we would like to point out this row of excellent t-shirts we have over there. Polo shirts, 20 quid t-shirts, 10.
Well, this isn't an advert. So
I'm not on a fucking minute.
Ready.
I don't know. They actually get round to releasing such.
Sorry, carry on.
They actually get round to actually releasing it eventually.
Sorry, go on, Slade.
Well, we only...
Third time lucky.
I don't know why we bother.
Okay. Neither do we.
Other providers of t-shirts are
available.
Giving
t-shirts away.
Could I pimp Ubuntu instead? Would you give me more than 10 seconds if I did that?
Go on, then.
Okay, if it was Fedora Core 4, maybe.
Well, there are some mugs.
Yeah, I've got one.
It's fantastic.
I think you're just pointing over there and saying there's some mugs over there.
there's some right
Fedora,
mugs in this
place.
You should see the prices they pay. It's amazing.
Right.
Like
cool.
20 quid for a polo shirt, for instance. I can see you.
Fuck off, Sladen.
Nice.
Adios.
Well, while we remember, should we say thanks to all the people who turned up early and helped us?
Yes, we should.
Anybody
thank you.
Who turned up early just basically got volunteered to help us. So thanks to all those people who sat on the door, people who helped us carry heavy
stars.
Equipment and
Thanks yeah.
Actually, you really wouldn't have been ready in time if it wasn't for them. So
we wouldn't
you
have.
Very much. You know who you are, so thank you very much.
Yeah.
It was great. There was
you are going to stay around and help us afterwards.
there was a guy who came past, and I went, oh, brilliant, brilliant. Take this box upstairs. Took it upstairs. He came back down again, and he says, you know, well, you got me to carry that, no problem. I've done it. And I said, how did you learn about Lug Radio? And he goes, what's Lug Radio? And I'm like, oh, catch you later.
I wonder how many people have actually fucking heard Lug Radio. And they're thinking, what the fuck are these guys going on about?
Brian from UK Linux was saying that someone came up to his stand. Actually, they paid to get into the venue and everything. And they went up, looked at the CDs that we're giving away, or Brian's giving away, and said, so, what's this Lug Radio thing then? That fell flat on its
head. Fuck off! Non-Lug Radio people.
Yeah, it did work well, but I fucked it.
Thanks to Brian for doing the posters and everything.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Every
He's
poster.
He's been fucking classic.
Yeah, should really have had a prize, but we haven't. So
thanks to all the people we've robbed screens and shit off at the last minute as well. Yeah.
We're going to have to stop saying thanks to people, otherwise it's going to go through everyone in the room. Thank.
What about thanking Susan for videoing the whole thing?
Yes.
Thank you,
Susan.
Yeah. Thank you, Susan.
Woo!
So, final thing.
It's like a wedding, isn't it?
Eh?
It's like a wedding where you thank everyone at the end. And
it is. Like
no,
a wedding.
No free wine at this one, though.
No. No, we drunk so much wine at your
four
wedding.
Four winers.
Four tomorrow, paintball. Right. Anyone coming to paintball tomorrow?
We've
got fantastic loads.
Do we all have enough transport, though? That's the concern.
Do you know how you get in there? Loads of shaking heads.
How many people have got spaces in their car?
We're going to have a whip round.
Oh, we've got one.
Right, I can take a couple of people.
My car's full, I'm afraid.
Right. Full of paintball
people? Full of what?
Him and...
Pickles jism.
I was going to say, I don't mind paying anyone other than pickles.
So should we sort that out tonight, then? In the pub, yeah?
I have a thing about transport, because we realised yesterday about 3 o'clock that we haven't actually sorted out any fucking transport for the paintball, so... It's
Cutthroat Shirley. Lane, which doesn't really inspire much, does it?
Cutthroat Lane?
Yeah, it is. Nice. Literally. Shirley Solihull.
Nice. So, yeah.
Okay.
9:15 tomorrow morning.
Bring None your of us hangovers will be there. With you.
That's going to happen.
Absolute fucking
it's
worst
got to happen.
Idea
You've got to
in the
be
world.
There
that
right? was.
So, should we wrap it up?
Yeah. Yep.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank
You've
you
been absolutely
very, very
brilliant.
Much.
Thanks for coming, especially Pickle. You know.
Well done to you all.
And if we don't see you tonight, we'll see you next year.
Yeah, definitely.
See you next
Thank
year.
You. Thank you. Bye.